Are you curious about bodies, pleasure, and possibilities? And what about curious about what others are up to on the planet when it comes to pleasure, sex, and play? Have you considered what pleasure can do for your life, your body, and your bank account? Do you know something magical, delightful, and out of this world orgasmic is not only possible for you, but totally available to you? If you're ready to be the magical, sexual, sexy beast you know you can be, and you just need the tools to get there, you're in the right place. Now, here is the host of The Pleasure Zone, sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, and holistic health practitioner, Milica Jelinich.
Welcome, my sweet pleasure seekers. For the last little while, if you're an avid listener, you might have noticed that there's been a bit of a trend. We've been talking about things about moving past, finding ways to allow our bodies to move past trauma. And then as we do that, we can start to invite our bodies into something different, a little bit more interesting. And one of the things that I think is one of the greatest invitations to bodies to experience is full body orgasms. Like, what are they? What? Full body? What? I know. We'll talk about it. If you are familiar with the concept of full body orgasms and you've experienced them, you'll know. And in fact, if you have experienced them, I'd love to, if you're listening, wherever you're listening, comment. You can just comment, hashtag full body. So we know you've been there, done that. I think it's actually probably more common than we think, in that a lot of people don't realize you don't have to be like a master tantra practitioner to do this. Some bodies are in a state of like trust and being willing to receive to the level where they can spontaneously have full body orgasms. So spontaneous as in like while you're engaged with somebody and that actually occurs. Also self full body orgasms can occur as well. We'll get into all of that. So self-induced, absolutely. So as a sex and intimacy coach and as a holistic health practitioner, what I find is that a lot of people will end up having some issues with things like having anorgasmia, which is when you don't really experience orgasms. And I've met quite a few women who have gone through that. Men who have lost, erection, well, not necessarily completely have erectile dysfunction, but maybe they've lost desire or they've lost erectile drive. That's an interesting combination of words I just put together, erectile drive. I wonder what that is. Anyway, they've lost sex drive and maybe their erectile tissue isn't as vigorous as it used to be, as rigorous. Rigor? Yeah, would have rigor. So what we're talking about today is really inviting the body, your body, in it, to be able to, for you to be able to feel more in connection with your body and then be able to experience more pleasure in a way that has your whole body resonate to that frequency that we might call orgasm. That big O. All right, we love the big O. The big O is what creates life, essentially, right? Not always in women, right? I've mentioned this a million times, but in order to get that sperm out, I suppose you could go in with you could just go in with a needle and like suck it out, but it doesn't actually have the same, all the required things in it. So a person with a penis needs to actually ejaculate in order for life to be created. Somebody has to have an orgasm. But do they have full body orgasms? No, not necessarily. Sometimes it's, just in that doctor's office going at it and just happens, So it's a job. So why do I talk about these things? Like, why do I sit around my days, researching things on bodies and sexuality, listening to, every audiobook available, reading every physical book available. Why do I do this? TED Talks and all that jazz. I do this because I am super curious about humans and sexuality and all of the things that we do to try and derive pleasure in our bodies while we have them, because they're such a transient thing. Like everything material, our physical bodies are going to go away. And I have no idea if we have orgasms when we are without body. I have no idea. But what I do know is that orgasms can go and feel like they are beyond the body, which is what we talk about as full body orgasms. It includes the whole body, and it can feel like a very energetic and healing experience. So, one of the reasons I do talk about these things is that I'm a big fan of bringing more pleasure into the world. I think about, like, if we even just increased the pleasure on the planet by 1% every day, and as the pleasure increases, then all the violence and the sadness and the hatred decrease, in like a few months, the world would be incredibly different. So I love to invite people to experience more pleasure. And if you're bringing pleasure to the world through just experiencing it yourself, which has you then walk around, feeling happier, feeling more exuberant, feeling fully expressive in your life, then that's going to trickle off to all the people that you're around. And then they might feel that, and that might influence them, and they might feel happier, and so on and so on. It's the ripple effect of joy in the body. It's the ripple effect of what orgasms could do for us. Could we use orgasms to change the world? Oh, we so could in so many ways. That's my thoughts on that. Could we use the power of how potent orgasms are to collectively meditate on changing the entire planet? Yes, we could. Yeah, I think we could, actually. So it's about having clear intent, clear understanding of what you would like the outcome to be, and then having no attachment to it at the same time. So let's talk about a little bit about what regular orgasms are. We'll say localized orgasms. I want you to know too, first and foremost, that all pleasure is in the brain. All orgasms originate in the brain, in the pleasure centers of the brain. So no matter what we're talking about today, whether it's like clitoral orgasms, penile orgasms, G-spot orgasms, anything like that, those are all localized orgasms. So, talking about those is that they all connect. All of those things being stimulated, the penis, the clitoris, the G-spot, all of those being stimulated is actually your brain picking up on your brain picking up on all of that information and then sending signals to your body to receive it as pleasure. So you can receive it as pleasure. And then sometimes there's also that, like we talked about in a lot of the trauma shows, there's the your body might be getting stimulated and your body doesn't know the difference, because basically being stimulated is not the same as consent or pleasure, but your body having something stimulated might have your brain get confused and go, oh, this feels pleasurable, but I don't know how to react because I don't really want this. I'm not asking for this, not choosing this. So sometimes there's a little bit of a disconnect that happens if there's been any kind of, especially sexual trauma. So bringing yourself back to be able to have full body orgasms where you can be embodied and present in your body after something like a sexual trauma is, I think, one of the most empowering things you can do. It is taking back full ownership of your body, empowering you in a way to say that you are not letting whatever the incident was to rule your life and to take over your body, because that can happen. We've talked about all kinds of things like that. You can check out some of the past shows related to that. One of the things I also wanted to talk about on the show and give you some references, there's really great materials out there. There is a great teacher, Mantak Chia, who teaches a lot about orgasmic energy and circulating the orgasmic sexual energy in your body in order to assist your body in healing. And these are all, this is a very old, like, Taoist practice that he teaches. And so you circulate the energy in your body, and then you can utilize that to heal your body. You can utilize that energy to create things. It's having orgasms without actually having, say, for men, without ejaculating. So non-ejaculatory multiple orgasms for men. And then also for women, having orgasmic energy that you'll still get lubricated, but you can also circulate that, and it can become like multi-orgasmic in a such a different way. So all orgasms, including full body orgasms, start in the brain. They start in the pleasure centers of the brain. So no matter what practice you're doing, one of the things you need to do is get your head on straight. So we need to get your mind out of the way. And one of the things is like going, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't believe in that full body orgasm. Yeah, whatever. Never had it. Don't believe it. Yeah, whatever. Just people just talk about it. It's whatever. It's just a joke. So wrap your head around that. Also, wrapping your head around things, as in sometimes you need to be able to navigate whatever trauma there has been. And by navigate, I mean, like, I teach different things on how to release trauma from your body. That doesn't mean that your body is going to let go of all of it forever, forever and ever. You can let go of a heck of a lot of it, but sometimes our body remembers things for protective reasons. So, you know, when I say navigate trauma, it's because we're finding our way through it just to get to the other side of it. So this is like if you're navigating stormy waters, you want to make it through those stormy waters. So as we navigate all these things in our brains first, we got to look at how our brains are operating and how, you know, you might be like really sidetracked when you are with a partner, or you can't be. You might dissociate because you've been so traumatized that your body is in the state of being frozen, where your parasympathetic nervous system has been on overdrive. And what you need to do is get it engaged so that you can work from a place of being fully embodied so that you can have a full body orgasm. Being fully embodied is where you actually feel your body. You're not dissociating or staring off into the Netherlands, ne nether fields, nether. You know, all these places that you're not focused. So, taking some deep breaths can be really helpful. Taking some deep breaths, just really simple ones, to start to get in tune with your body, like breathing in for five and out for five. And if you can breathe in for eight and out for eight, that's great. But even like if we start right now, so breathing in your nose for five and then out your mouth, your body will start to relax. If you can keep that breathing going while I talk, you're probably going to start to get really grounded. You're probably going to start to feel your body. Some parts of your body might tingle, even parts that you didn't think about for a while, parts that were probably so asleep that you're now waking up. So breathing in for the count of five, one, two, three, four, five, and then out for five, one, two, three, four, five. One of the things we absolutely need to do is get our mind-body connection happening, our mind-body-spirit connection happening. And also to be able to move past the idea that genitals are the only parts that need to be aroused for sex, because there has been an incredible, for centuries, it's always been about the genitals. And in fact, even for centuries, it's been about avoiding women's genitals completely. And like, no, even like clitorises were written out of textbooks, medical textbooks, for quite a while. So we need to be able to acknowledge our bodies. We need to be able to acknowledge the magic of our bodies and then connect with them. Know that all orgasms start in the brain. So if your brain isn't clear and your mind isn't clear, the chances of you being able to get in your body is going to be pretty tricky. So if you need tips and tools on how to get out of your head and get into your body, I'll be giving you a few on this show, but you can always connect with me through melitzayelenich.com and book a time, and we can go through some pretty fundamental exercises on how to get connected to your body. Because, man, I can tell you there were times in my life I was so not connected that my legs were covered in bruises because I walked into things all the time. I was so out of it. It's amazing I could ever even drive home and be functional. When you're that out of it, you don't even sometimes realize that you're that out of it, but you can kind of see signs like bruising on your legs from walking into things because you're out of it, missing full conversations because you're out of it. So we're going to talk about some of those things as well. We're going to talk about, more about the nervous system and some things we can do. How do we get our body to engage in a way that we can experience full body orgasms? Good times. You are listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@milicajelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight we're talking about full body orgasms. And to get to full body orgasms, we first need to allow our brains to allow our bodies to experience full body orgasms, because all pleasure starts in the brain, starts right in the brain. And in those pleasure centers that get activated, our body needs to be able to allow that to happen. So some of the things that might interfere with that are things like shame and guilt. Those are really big. Anything that was like past traumas that would create shame and guilt are going to really be up there. Also things like if you were ever told that, pleasure is bad, pleasure is, it's a waste of time. Any kinds of things that we be conditioning around pleasure. Those are all things that will definitely impact whether your body, your mind, in assisting your body to have full body orgasms, can actually allow that to happen. So we can have like a massive disconnection from our brain. Sometimes your brain will be like, yeah, I want to do that. And then somebody goes to touch your body and you're like, ooh, I don't know why I feel like so off about that. There can be things that have happened that you might not even remember. You might have been little, or you might have blocked it out. There are all kinds of psychological things that could be impacting your body, sending the signals to allow you to have pleasure. So we need to work on those first, become aware of them, navigate them, and then figure out how to not only live with them, but thrive beyond them. Because There's one thing living with them, that's being in survival mode. One of the things about survival mode is that you can live for the next day. If you're lucky, you might plan about 12 hours in advance in survival mode. If you are in thrival mode, you will plan for 10 to 15 years in advance. And so, pleasure that is allowing your body to have pleasure for 10 to 15 years in advance. How phenomenal does that sound? So, I know that sounds a little strange or off topic, but it's not. So we can go into these psychological turmoil places where all we can do is survive the moment or the next 12 hours. And so you can be fully present and fully available for the future at the same time. And then there's being sort of present, but living in fear. So only being able to access the next like 12 hours or 12 minutes. Being present and being able to access the future will give you insights like having sex with somebody might bring you an STD that's going to have long-term lasting effects. Having sex with somebody might bring you a child that you may or may not desire to have. So being able to access the part of you that is in thrival, because we all have the ability to thrive, we all have the ability to survive. They're different mechanisms. Survival is more like that fight or flight freeze. You know, it's when the polyvagal response kicks in and you've got your body going into fight or flight or into freeze. Those are all going to set you up to last about 12 hours, maybe 24. When your body is calm, cool, and collected, and your parasympathetic is calm, you can access years in advance. You can have feelings or insights of being able to know what choices you're making, whether they are for the future, whether they are going to be able to sustain, or whether the sustainable choices are the functional good choices. So it's really a really good thing to. When you're, getting into having any kind of connection with somebody, and if you're looking to have that deep level of trust that will allow your body to relax enough to have full body orgasms, it's important to be able to access the whole part of your future and to be in thrival, to be in thriving for thriving with orgasms, thriving financially, thriving with your health, thriving in your relationships, all those things start to unfold and start to contribute to your body being able to relax and trust and receive enough. Mind you, I do know people who have lived on the verge of poverty and have experienced full body orgasms, but there was also usually a super deep trust that was going on, or their body was completely responding and they didn't really see what was happening to them. They didn't really know, and what they were just kind of in response mode rather than being fully aware of what their body was doing. So some bodies, even during it's like when your body goes through an energetic release or an energetic response, which is what full body orgasms can be, both muscular and energetic. And then they can be emotional. So different things will kick into your body and your nervous system as it regulates. You might start to feel different things going on. And as your body calms down and really gets into the trust place, and you start to be able to let go of control. Your body might cry even though you are absolutely in a state of pleasure. You might laugh your butt off, or your body might actually tremble like it would during a trauma release experience. Bodies do a lot of things in order to show that they're letting go. So having an emotional release of any kind often comes before the full body orgasm. So you might be laughing, you might be crying, you might be shaking. Your body might go into this. The way I can describe it, because the first time it happened to me, I thought I was having something like I kind of observed myself while it was going on, and I was like, "Hey, what's going on? Like, why am I legs shaking so much? Blah blah blah." The interesting part was I'd only experienced that in my body with somebody that I had been with right after my body had been violated. I was with a partner for several years, and I actually deeply trusted him. He was very gentle and very kind and actually a really lovely person. And it was my ability to trust him, let my body be able to go into tremors. And I at first thought, oh, I'm just like experiencing some kind of weird thing. Maybe this, I really couldn't figure out what it was. I was kind of like, I think I like this. I'm not sure what is this? Like, why is my body doing this? And then the release and the relief, and then the whole like as if you're floating, and at the same time your body's doing wild things and it's like undulating and you have zero control over it, and the sounds that are coming out of you have no control over it. That was such a great gift, but that also didn't ever show up in my body until I had like massive trauma. I mean, I'd had many traumas in my life, but and I'd also worked on them, and this was like really within a few months or even within the year of having serious trauma to my body, that my body was able to experience what we now call full body orgasm. At the time, I was just like, wow, that was amazing. Like, I didn't have a word for it. And I love the terminology full body orgasms. Back probably 10 years ago, maybe 9 or 10 years ago, I had a guest on here who did a whole, her name is Donna Solomenik. We went through and she talked everybody through having energetic full body orgasms. So if that's something you want to try and feel it out, she did a walkthrough. That was before we had video, so that was just back when it was all audio. So you can just lie back and listen as she takes you through that. That's something that might be fun. And if that's something that you have never experienced, I think one of the first things that you really can do in order to start to allow your body to feel even more connected is do some breathing that connects your breath to your pelvic floor and your breath to, like, you might start to notice a wave of energy in your genitals. By that, I mean, like, they kind of start to do this, I don't know what else to call it other than like a wave in the musculature, sort of a flexing that happens in a wave pattern. So you can breathe in through your nose, through your mouth. Actually, this is just really about connecting, so I'm not going to give you like a hardcore exercise on this, but breathe in. And when you breathe in, it's like pulling your genitals kind of up, and you can feel things, they'll kind of move up. And then as you do that, after a while, the more, and then you can breathe out and relax it all down. And you breathe in. And when you do, you might start to notice the wibbly wobbly sensation in your genitals. So play with that to activate. It both activates your diaphragm. So when I say I'm breathing into my genitals, I literally feel like air is coming in through my body and it's pulling up right through my vagina, through the vaginal opening, right through my whole body. And the air is coming into my nose, but the breath is pulling up through my whole body. And then I can hold it for a bit as my internal, and I'm doing this while I'm talking to you guys. So it'll do the wibbly wobbly thing, and you'll start to feel like there's a little wave happening, and then breathe it out and relax it for a few seconds. So getting some activation happening in there is great. And it will start to have you start to become aware of how your breath can actually activate your breath that's keeping you alive, your breath that you can do every day, your breath that you can be driving and breathing and have your body be activated and connected. Your breath can actually do that for you. Also, all that oxygen going to your brain is helping your brain function better too. And so if your posture is off, it will decrease the amount of oxygen you got going in. So you want to have good posture when you're doing that too. If you're not sure what that looks like or how to get that good posture, Some of the work that I do as a somatic movement coach and a somatic movement teacher is that I can facilitate that for you. So, in the last episode, I talked about having some classes, and for the first 10 people that write to me and request some somatic movement classes, the first 10 people are getting it for free. And I've already had people writing to me. I don't have 10 yet. So, if you want to be part of the 10, definitely hop onto my website, mielitsayelenich.com, or if we're already friends on like social media, write to me there because I found that's what some people were doing too. That's fine. I'll keep track of you. And then we will do that. So we'll get into some great breathing, great connection to the body, because our bodies need that. You got to connect, got to get the poops out of your head, get your body connected, get things aligned, get that breath connected, so that your body can actually experience full body orgasms and feel your body will have all the sensations and feelings that can possibly show up with that. So, you are listening to the Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Mielitsa Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Mielitsa Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly other areas of your life as well. Listen for the Pleasure Zone with Mielitsa every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Mielitsa Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@mielitsajelenich.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my sweet pleasure seekers. Tonight, we've been talking about unlocking full body orgasms. If you've been listening and you're like, hey, where are my full body orgasms already? Thing is, there's usually so much in the way in our bodies, whether it's in our mind. And like we talked about in the first segment, the brain is key, absolutely key to pleasure. It's where our pleasure centers are. It's where all those hormones get released so that our body knows how to have pleasure. It's that connection control zone for all of it, right? So if you've got thoughts that are interfering, if you've got things that are going on where you feel distracted, you might not experience a full body orgasm. So being in a room where you are pleased with your surroundings, like let me set up a scenario that would probably not give you a full body orgasm. You're in a hotel room, giant stain on the bed, neighbors next door are screaming, and there is smell of smoky cigarettes and alcohol over the place. And you can hear somebody retching in the room across the hall, and there are children running up and down the hallway, and your partner is half drunk and smells like they probably need a bath. Now, chances are, unless that's like really your scene, chances are that's not going to be the scene that turns you on. You know, that's what I'm thinking. So let's look at scenarios. Like, what kind of space do you require? you know, whatever kind of body you were born with, whether you were born with a penis or you were born with a vagina or you were born with a little combination of everything, what it doesn't really matter. Everybody requires a certain surrounding that will help their body feel joyful, connected, and being able to be at peace and be, you know, present, right? So even guys will be like, I can do it anywhere. Well, you can maybe do it fast anywhere. You may maybe even not that. You might be able to have a quickie, but can you really connect with somebody anywhere? I don't know about that, my friend. So think about the scenario that you would like to have. What's going on in the room? You know, do you have beautiful pillows set up? Is everything like lined up? Did you sexify your space? What have you created in there to have your the room that you are doing this in, whether it's your bedroom or your kitchen, or, you know, somewhere else in the middle of your field? What is the surroundings? What would you like them to be like? What would you like them to smell like? So your senses are all going to be engaged in this. This is part of how your whole full body gets engaged as well. Your brain is going to pick up on all of those things, and it'll be like, ding, 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 pleasure. Oh, pleasure in the space. Ding, 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 pleasurable smell. Ding, 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 pleasurable taste. Ding, ding, ding. It's going to, like, those great ding, ding, ding bells are going to go off because everything seems to be fitting really nice, right? And then your body relaxes. And then if you're with a partner that you fully trust and that you fully trust you with your partner, then you know what? There's another ding, ding, ding. Your body is going to relax to the point where it can allow that full body orgasm to take over. It's not necessarily technique oriented. It's not necessarily that. It's about creating the space, having the presence. And some of that presence is actually looking at your partner, looking them in the eyes, connecting with them. Hi, how are you? So you can be playful too. You can be serious. You can be playful. Because as we talked about, you know, having sometimes a little maybe emotional release, even maybe before anything happens, you could be sitting holding your partner, just connecting and doing some breath work, which, yes, sounds kind of tantric, right? It's also really practical. So connecting, getting that energy moving, and then you might giggle, you might, I don't know, laugh or cry. It's okay. Be with it. And I dare you to be with it for like 3 minutes. I also dare you to be really, really humble in asking questions to your partner, like, may I touch? And then give something that you'd like to touch, like, may I touch your arm? And if the person you're asking says no, honor that. And as if there is a place that you would like them to touch, you'd say no, but what I would like you to do is maybe touch my bum. Like, if I had somebody ask me, can I touch your feet? I'd be like, no, but what you can do is you can probably touch my bum. I'm much better with you touching my bum than my feet. So being able to say these things and have permission, the permission is also going to let your body relax. Being asked, may I, is such an invitation to feel like you are honored. If somebody says, can I do this to you? Can I do that to you? It's a very different thing, because can you? Well, you probably have the capacity to. You probably have the ability to, because you're asking for that. But it's a very, very different energy than may I. May I touch you? May I hold you? May I hold your body like a child? Like, maybe that person needs to be held in a way to just let their body release and cry and then be able to engage again with something more sensual. So it's great to be able to have consent in the touch and ask for consent. I'm a really big fan. Like, lately I've been diving into this book called, I'm going to give you the brief name of it, The Wheel of Consent. There's a bigger title for it, but if you go Google search Wheel of Consent, you'll get the author and all of that. It's just, I'm bringing it up kind of on the fly. But she has great method in her book on discussing consent and using certain language in order to discuss consent. And taking some of the practices from that book can be a really great invitation for your body to start to be regulated, have your nervous system regulated so that you can be in a situation with your partner, sexy situation with your partner or partners, if you have multiple partners, and feel safe, because emotional safety is really key for having your nervous system regulated and for your body to be able to relax enough to be able to allow that full body orgasm to take over. It's like, if there are emotional blocks, if there are trust issues, think of them as like dams in your physical body, and they're like dams in your energetic body. So all these like shame and guilt and lack of trust and different things that have maybe been taught to you over the ages, like conditioning, different conditioning around pleasure. If they are like little dams in your body, then as those dams break down, the blood flow can happen more, the energy can move more, your body wakes up more. And then as your body wakes up more, because now it's relaxing, it's actually strangely waking up more, that energy can move past those dams through your whole body. If you only had a little space where you were allowing pleasure to be sort of concentrated, see, it was like, I can only have pleasure in my genitals. Everywhere else is no. Or I'm not even allowed to have pleasure in my genitals because that's a no. If you're not allowed to have pleasure, if you've decided you're not allowed to have pleasure, got to get past those psychological locks first. And those start to break down. Those dams break down, and then all that energy starts to move, and your body can feel it everywhere. So even as I'm talking about that, like I notice, I think there's like awareness is going on for listeners, which is great, and I love that. My body's heating up, like there's more energy flowing. So sometimes my body will do that. It becomes more aware of other bodies too. So, and yours might do the same thing. So having that trust breaks down all those like dams and barriers that have been put up. And consent-based touch is going to really help that, especially if there's ever been trauma. So now your body is allowing touch in. And then that touch, first it starts with, yeah, it's actually okay to touch that part of my body. Then another question to follow up with is it okay to feel like, follow up with yourself, like, okay, that person touched me. Is it actually okay to feel pleasure from that touch? Like, if they just touched my hand, is it okay that I felt deep pleasure from that? Or was I just like, yeah, that was okay. I handled that. I handled a touch. Look at me. I reluctantly handled a touch. Well, if you're reluctantly handling something, you're not fully enjoying it. You're kind of obliging yourself to do it to try and like prove something to yourself. So be with touch until you start to notice and feel that there is a certain pleasure that can be derived. When you were like little, maybe, I don't know how old you were. I was pretty little the first time I noticed this sensation. Pretty little, as in like 7 or 8 years old, when I first noticed that touch from somebody actually led to my body going, "Ooh, that's interesting." And luckily for me, that first touch was a touch that I was good with. It wasn't like a molestation or something. That sexual like assault happened when I was a lot older. So I was lucky enough to have a foundation of knowing what it feels like to have touch that I actually enjoyed. Now, it wasn't like necessarily orgasmic, but the first time I had a kiss, my whole body woke up. And I was about 15, and my whole body just woke up, and I actually had all sensations that I would have had if I was self-pleasuring. I had every single one of those sensations wake up in my body. And to me, that's what we can have on a regular basis when we know and we feel safe, we feel excited, we can have those show up. We can have them even on a deeper level, right? But that was like a real kind of like wake up experience as well. You'd be like, wow, You can have orgasms just from kissing, and like the person doesn't even have to like physically touch your genitals. Like that's wild. Like that was kind of mind-boggling to me. And I think the more I realized that, the more I also realized that I am like I really actually enjoy energetic connection probably more than anything. If you're looking at different kinds of touch, if you're looking at the touch blueprint from Jaya, one of those touches is energetic, and I'm very much on the energetic field spectrum of touch because when somebody is energetically connected and they're present, and they could probably just like hold their hands up from across the room, my body will react to that as if I'm being physically touched. So it's a very cool experience. If you've never experienced it, it's a really cool experience. So that's something that you can play with yourself first, and then you can do that with yourself. You can start to notice how to even feel energy. And if you don't know how to do that yet, again, get on a call with me. I can go through how to do that. And then you can check in with yourself and see if you can energetically stimulate your body without even physically touching it, because that can be a lot of fun. Or if you do prefer touch, like hands-on touch, that you can do that, try it with like not the obvious areas, not the obvious sexually stimulating areas like nipples and lips and genitals. Try the not so obvious areas and ask permission and check in with your partner to see how they feel after you've touched. Like, how do you like this? Would you like me to hold your hand tighter or less? Or would you like me to stroke that? Or would you like me to hold your other hand? Or would you like me to do this? And then allow them to give feedback as well. It's not judgment, it's just feedback. It's about feedback to build pleasure. So we're going to head to our next commercial break. You're listening to The Pleasure Zone here on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back after this commercial.
Are you secretly a voyeur, wondering what's going on in other people's sex lives? What if now is the time for a totally different sexual evolution? Are you interested in people who are pioneers of different sexual and pleasurable practices? Lean in now with Milica Jelinic, where she will entice you and your body to know your own pleasure zone. On the Pleasure Zone radio show, with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and a foundation to allow yourself to receive more in your sex life, and quite possibly, other areas of your life as well. Listen for The Pleasure Zone with Milica every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. To participate in the program today, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email, info@MilicaJelinic.com. Now, back to the program.
Hello, everybody. So if you are just coming right back in and you're like, hey, what's going on in this show? We're talking about unlocking full body orgasms. And I want to apologize. I think I gave the wrong name for the wrong guest like 11 years, 10 or 11 years ago. The show was called Energetic Full Body Orgasms. And my guest was Christine Yoel, not Donna Selamenik. She was on, I think, for something else. Or maybe she was never on and I just thought I was going to have her on. Anyway, there you go. Christine Yoel. That actually brings me to a great idea. Christine Yoel was a body worker as well. And one of the things you can do with your partner is learn how to do some sensual body massage. So what's a little different from regular massage, where when you massage people normally, you kind of massage in towards the heart. And when you massage for genital stimulation and for creating more of a full body orgasm sensation, you massage towards the genitals, but you don't touch them for a very long time. So you start a person on their tummy and you massage all the energy down. So from their head all the way down, their shoulders all the way down to their buttocks. And then you might even massage their buttocks and then their legs up towards the buttocks as well. And then you flip them over, and then you'll massage down towards the genitals, and then you'll massage up towards the genitals. And then, if and when they give permission to touch beyond that, then go for it. That's also going to really help wake up a body too, if you haven't done that. If you also haven't done this, if you haven't gone over to my show on iTunes, The Pleasure Zone, and given it a 5-star review, can you just like skippity skip over there and do that? I'd appreciate that very much. If you're listening on any platform where you can like share or comment, I appreciate all of that as well. It keeps me going, keeps me excited, keeps me happy. Who doesn't want me happy and excited? I don't know. I like being happy and excited, and I like when you guys are happy and excited. Thus, I keep creating these shows. So, we've been talking about certain tips and tools. We talked about breathing to connect into your body, to awaken your body. We've talked about eye gazing. We've also talked about consent with touch and asking permission and then giving feedback. One of the other things we talked about is the environment, right? Like, would a stinky, smelly environment get you going? For some people, maybe it wouldn't matter. For a lot of other people who have a lot of stuff going on in their head, they need, or they get distracted easily. You need an environment that's going to be calming. You're going to need scents that are calming. And then you know what else? Throw on some music that actually can be healing. Like, you can throw on things that are frequencies that can heal the body. Like the 432 hertz is a great one, just as a tone, but also other sounding things like music that might be used for holotropic breath work too, because it often has certain beats to it that will keep your breath going in an interesting way, because you can absolutely use breath work to initiate and get things going. One of my favorite breath works, well, we were just getting you kind of connected to your bodies with an in for five and out for five, but I really love ones where you can like stand up. And you just kind of like, you can bring your hands right up to the sky. And then when so you're breathing in, and then you just drop down to the ground with a big ha. And you can activate that like sighing and get your body to make those noises. Allow your body to be like, release. We're so often not allowed to make any noises, especially those kinds of noises. So breath work in. On the deep sighs are great. When you've experienced all the things you've experienced, what I'm doing is I'm not giving you like a template of do A, B, C, and D to your partner, because you know what? Every individual is different, but there are some fundamentals you need in place. You need to have your mind in the right place. You need to have your body feeling calm. Your nervous system needs to be able to allow this to show up. To have your body be able to have all of the muscles engaged and then be able to go beyond that and have all the energetic bodies engaged and moving in from other directions as well. We've also talked about doing full body massages. And one of the things that I didn't mention, which is really helpful as well, if this is something that you, for one thing, this is not a goal. I want you guys to know this is not like a we have to have a full body orgasm. No, this is an exploration, because we're probably navigating through a whole bunch of murky waters of old traumas of all kinds. We're probably navigating through all kinds of other psychological things that have occurred in our lives, shame, blame, all that stuff. We're navigating these things, we're navigating these murky waters, and we're just on an adventure. And this is all about exploration and having fun. And then you're going to have these great experiences for both for reconnecting to your own body, for finding new ways to connect to your partner's body, and being able to access your whole body, feel empowered to know that you can feel your whole body and allow for the pleasure and the healing that can take place, and to have all that presence that also comes with it. Your presence is a present, right? So just know that. And we often forget that. So really want to tap into all of these great things that we can access. And then, do that breath work, connect with the connection through your eyes, connect with touch, even if it's not even if it's not genital contact, touch for the sake of touch, touch to learn consent, touch to learn how to ask, may I? May I is so sexy. Use that all week long. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you for choosing to listen to The Pleasure Zone with sex, relationship, and intimacy coach, Milica Jelinic. We'll return next Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. We hope you'll join us. Until then, have the best week of your life by choosing to be turned on and tuned in to your body.